Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Leaders from tribes in Alaska and Washington, two places where recent flooding reached historically damaging levels, say they need both urgent recovery help and long-term solutions. An October 2025 storm caused significant damage in the villages of Quigilingok and Kipnuk. Along with other factors, village leaders are pushing to relocate. Daryl John is Yupik, from the village of Quigilingok, a community that lost three residents, most of its homes, and much of what residents worked for to prepare for winter. Since the storm, village leaders are calling for a more urgent plan to relocate to a more stable location. John says the need to better protect the village is obvious.
The recognized state and federal officials visited Quigilingok and saw for their own eyes how much damage our communities received. I'm pretty sure that they all understand that this recovery effort is for short-term purposes only, and they are aware our goal and long-term plan is to relocate our community to a higher and safe location so that the next generation will not have to go through what we experienced in October.
John personally lost important property, equipment, and food. He is among a handful of residents who stayed.
I've recovered at least one snowmobile. The other three are still on standby. But for the food I lost for the whole winter, I'm still getting by. I still go to the school and get what was left over from the donations we received in October.
John says he stayed to help his community recover and rebuild stronger. Quigilingok Tribal Administrator Gavin Phillip says the increasing threats from the changing climate are impossible to ignore.
High peak tides, the water comes up to next to these homes that are further south in our area where they used to be, and we were alarmed of how inundated, calm, high peak tides were. And that told us that the climate is changing. That climate change is very real based on observation. The storms that are happening even in January are alarming to us, which we didn't see 20, 30 years ago.
Phillip says the thawing permafrost means the land under their village is no longer sound. Tribes in Washington state also endured recent record-breaking flooding. The Skokomish Indian tribe was one of the lucky ones that dodged the worst of it. But that doesn't mean flooding preparation isn't a priority. Tribal Natural Resources Director Joseph Pavel says they learned the hard way to put resources into mitigation and habitat restoration. He says that work is paying off.
Well, we have typically what we call Pineapple Express, rain on snow events. When you have one of these huge flood events that we're accustomed to against these king tides, it backs up way up into the river, especially with that bottleneck. Now, by removing those dikes and opening up the estuary, that immediately opened up that check valve. We noticed that that reduced our flooding down at the lower river around our tribal administration building, and our ball field would typically during the winter floods would be flooded about 4 feet depth up to the over the top step of the tribal center, and our ball field was a lake. And now we don't see that anymore because of that restoration action.
Pavel notes that flooding is a factor in mapping a new housing project for their citizens. The patterns causing these and other extreme weather in Washington and elsewhere are not likely to go away soon. State climatologist Guillaume Moget says all indications are they will only get worse from here.
We're not well prepared for today's floods already, right? Even if there were no climate change, we'd be hurting when these floods happen, right? And what climate change is saying is that they're going to get bigger and they're going to happen more often. And so that just means it's all the more important for us to do everything we can to reduce those impacts, prepare for them, give the river more room, all the things that are going to help us be more resilient in the future.
Many people displaced by the floods in Alaska may not be able to return to their villages for many months. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.